Do you ever talk yourself through a million reasons why you should skip the last 5 minutes of your workout? Do the hard workout tomorrow instead? Run 2 instead of 10? Do yoga instead of cardio? Or do cardio instead of yoga? We are good at coming up with reasons and excuses for not working out when we're tired, in a bad mood, crazy busy, or just flat out don't feel like it. And if you've ever struggled with getting past the mental chatter before your workout, then you're in the right place because I have some tips for you. But first, let's talk about what you may be doing wrong in your workouts, because you might be dealing with something that you don't even realize, but is simple to recognize, and there's a way that you can get past it. So picture this. You're getting ready to go for a run. You slip on your running clothes, make your way towards the door. You're tired. So you stop in the kitchen and grab a wee bit of chocolate. Then you remember something you need to do tomorrow, so you stop to write it down. And you see a few texts have come in, so you stop to reply. Yep, you're procrastinating. A few minutes later, you look up and it's raining. You were dragging your feet to run before, and now you really don't want to go. You grab a raincoat, make one more stop at the bathroom, and finally get your shoes on. The minute you start, you feel the heaviness in your legs all over again. Your internal dialogue pretty much starts going on repeat. I really don't feel like doing this right now. Maybe I should go on the shorter route today. I should have gone earlier before it started raining. I'm so tired. As you continue, your willingness to keep going is waning. You stop to stretch a few times, and finally it hits you. You're working way harder than you need to. Here's the thing. We can approach exercise with ease or push, bliss or struggle. It doesn't have to be tense. I see plenty of people go through training sessions and workouts like it's just one more thing to get through or check off their list. But is that really why you're doing it? Aren't you doing it to feel more peace, more balance, more power? Aren't you doing it to feel good? To feel good, you have to flow. Flow is the sense of effortless action we feel in the moments that stand out as the best in our lives. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi first coined this term, and there's been loads of research on the topic. And the good news is, according to the flow theory, you can make space for more flow in your workout in 3 simple ways. First, you gotta feel the burn, baby. Many people claim that distraction serves as an important practice during exercise because they think it gets their mind off of the pain and fatigue. Forget about those burning thighs. Just keep going. Does that work for you? I challenge you to actually try just the opposite. The essence of flow is that a person is so focused that they enter a blissful, euphoric state. This happens to me in running. I feel as though my body is moving and I have nothing to do with what is happening. I just notice and watch in awe, and movement flows out of itself. But there is a catch. This happens when the challenge and your skill level to meet the challenge are equally matched. And actually, it's most optimal when the challenge is up there a little bit and you're trying to reach it. And on that note, you've also got to love on those burning thighs. You don't want to be telling yourself the whole time, my thighs are fat, I'm not losing any weight. This negative self-talk is toxic to your workouts and your life. Using inspired affirmations instead while you're working out is the perfect way to rewire your thought pattern. The Inspire workouts I created are infused with affirmations and upbeat music to help you train the power of your mind while toning your arms. So go check those out at jennyhulbert.com. And lastly, you have to keep it simple. When you know what you're going after, you move with more clarity. So what's your goal or intention for the workout? Set it before you begin. It's difficult to be immersed in something when you don't know what needs to be done or how you're doing or what you're going for. So when you're starting something new, just remember to choose one thing to focus on. Go for a certain amount of time, a certain number of days, work on a particular pose, or choose an intention before you start the workout, because overwhelm will kill your inspiration. So keep it simple, focus on one thing, and flow. Because you can do hard things easily when you're in flow. Whether you're doing an arm balance, running 20 miles, leading a meeting, or writing a report, you can experience the moment and move with more ease no matter what you're doing. And when you move your body with more ease, you expand. You show up as the real you. You have clarity. You see the possibilities. And you change your life. So stop gritting your teeth. Relax your jaw. Breathe from your belly. And flow. Use this affirmation when you head out for your workout today. I move with the flow. I release and let go. I move with the flow. I release and let go. And make sure to get a sample of my Inspire workout free by leaving your name and email at jennyholbert.com. And keep going, because life is an adventure, and I know that you can do anything.